Hello everyone, and welcome to Wolfpack Chat. Wolfpack Chat is your place for news and talk about Kane Area School District sports.
Wolfpack Chat is brought to you thanks to the support of Allegheny Eye Care in Kane. Allegheny Eye Care is a provider of optometry services and vision care products. Dr. Blake Hausler is experienced at diagnosing all types of conditions and can offer a corrective plan with the goal of eyesight improvement. They're located at 175 North Rayleigh Street and can be reached at 837-7880. We thank Allegheny Eye Care of Kane for supporting 1017XZY.
We are social media and web friendly. Follow us on Facebook at WXCY Radio and on Twitter at WXCY Radio. We are also on the web at WXCYRadio.com.
1017XCY's Wolfpack Chat. Now, the weekly sports wrap-up.
All right, everybody, it's time for Wolfpack Chat. So that means you get another fall semester, year, season with Matt Gasberry, myself, Chris Nicholas. Matt, it's good to be back.
We are back, and it's great to be back. School has started. Kids are back. Kids have been working hard all summer. It's refreshing when you get to this time of the year to see these sports kicking off this weekend.
Yeah, lots of stuff happening, but first let's talk about one of the huge changes at the Kane Area School District. There's this little thing they did with Paul R. Miller Stadium, $2.5 million worth of improvements.
Yes, and I mean I went up and toured the facility here to start the school year, and just what a magnificent area. I mean the turf just looks fantastic. The track is redone, just opens up a lot of different opportunities for the school district to host events, soccer and football playing on there in the fall. Just a great thing to have in the community.
Yeah, and we did a little research, and soccer fields can be different widths and lengths. And the from what we found in a little bit of research, this field is the largest field in District 9 now. Okay. So Carn City held that record. I don't know if you call it a record, but held that title if you want to call it. And I believe by measurement, our field's about 2 feet bigger on both sides, or about that. So, you know, it is fast. Things on turf are a lot faster. So our athletes are really going to need to step up when they play, especially their home games, because it's going to be a faster game for them. And they have the advantage if they're able to practice on
it. Yeah, and going into coach mode here, having that field and, like, the numbers where they're at and things, you can position players, whether it's soccer or football, like, you always know that spot.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, a different field where conditions happen, you know, you don't know your positioning as well. So in most inter-district and district playoff games are on turf.
They are.
It is definitely an advantage to have this in our area.
Yeah, and also other than the athletics that can go there, you know, marching music can also go out there and use it. The drum corps that come into town will really appreciate that in the summer. Our own Kane High marching band's really going to like that they can actually get on the field and not get all messy before their home games.
Even spring sports.
Yeah, I was just going to spring sports.
So you're talking, you know, baseball, softball. They can just go out there. Like, their field, you know, might not be ready, but they can just go out and get practices on that turf as well.
Yeah, lots of good things. It's a great improvement. If you're not able to come out in person, the game will be live streamed this Saturday, and we'll get to that when we get to the schedule here. But a great facility. We're very excited about it as a radio station, especially to broadcast the potential games here. And we talked about hosting other games already. The University of Pittsburgh at Bradford is playing a women's and men's game there later this fall. Right. So they've already scheduled a game there. They had a conflict over in Bradford. So they're going to be playing one of their games here.
And when we get to, like, state playoffs and stuff with inter-district play,
yeah.
I mean, Kane is very centrally located between District 9, District 10, you know, District 6. You're going to be seeing that opportunity present itself over the course of the next couple of years.
It's going to be exciting to see. So not much to talk about. We had some boys golf stuff to talk about. Finn Chamberlain, 3-over-39 to win medalist honors at one of the last matches they had. That's phenomenal. That's a phenomenal score.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's an underclassman there. A lot of years left to play that sport. So, I mean, to start off the season at a score like that,
yeah.
is pretty tremendous.
Yeah, and that goes to show, you know, you put the time in, you get the scores out of it. And speaking of time in, I saw cross country all summer long.
Always running
at the high school. Some days they'd have three or four kids. Other days they'd have maybe a dozen up there. But great opportunities for those kids, and it's nice to see these kids working in the summer. But we have some scheduling things coming up, so let's talk about the schedule going forward.
Yeah, we're going to start with Friday. Boys soccer has a varsity match against Ridgeway at home, and girls, that's at 5 o'clock. And the varsity girls are at 7 versus West Forest, so that's Friday.
That's at home.
Those are both at home.
Home. So the home openers are Friday night here in Kane.
Right.
That's exciting.
Right, right. And, you know, they're there playing at night.
Like, yeah, already. I mean? Like, already.
Know, like before, like yep. you'd play at, what, 4 yep. and 5:30, and now you can play at night?
Sure can.
Practices can be held beforehand for other sports. Again, there's an advantage of having that turf in our school district.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Saturday football opens up. Afternoon game at 1:30 against Brockway.
The Rovers.
It's fitting that the first game is against Brockway. There's been some battles between Kane and Brockway over the years. So a very good first test. The Wolves football team's pretty young, but you know, it's a good experience here to open up against the Rovers.
Yeah, it'll be a good experience. And something, you know, before people ask, we promised last year, I know in the regular season games we were talking about it, but maybe not in Wolfpack chat, there is a referee shortage.
Yes, there is.
There's and Matt is the referee official for basketball, and I know you can speak on that behalf, but I can tell you why there are Saturday games. There are even Thursday night mm-hmm. varsity football games right now due to a referee shortage. So if anybody listening has even an inkling for any sport, it doesn't mean just football, doesn't mean just soccer, basketball, whatever. If you have any idea of wanting to be a PIAA official, now is the time to step up and be a part of that.
Right, and as far as if you're a young high school kid or just out fresh out of college, they have the junior program now.
Yeah.
Or even high school kids that are 16 years old, I believe 16
yeah,
years
it is.
And older, can actually referee those junior high games. So we're trying at the younger levels to get officials. If you have retired, this is a good little gig to have.
Yep.
Whether it's volleyball or football or track, we need them everywhere. Don't hesitate to, you know, go take that test. It's online, and become a PIAA official no matter the sport.
Yeah, and PIAA.org is where that's at, and we'll continue on with our calendar.
So let's go to Monday. Both girls and boys soccer head to Port Allegheny for a doubleheader. The girls play at 4, while the varsity boys play at 5:30.
All right.
Moving on to Tuesday, August 29th, boys varsity have a match at home against Cattersport. There's a cross-country meet at Bradford.
So we have volleyball. They have their home opener.
Home opener against Brookville with a JV start time of 6, followed by varsity at 7. So that's a good little matchup for
yeah.
the volleyball squad to have someone similar in there. I believe they're in the same classification.
Yeah.
So good opener there. So lots of events happening in Kane. High school sports, get out there and watch. Or for the football, make sure you watch online.
Yeah. Yep. So it's all good stuff here. We're excited for the season to start. And this is just another plug for any coaches out there. Be sure to send us the stats to sports@wxzyradio.com. Any stats, any win losses, or anything like that, so we can get them on the air for you. And we're excited for the season to start. Anything else? Any last words?
No, this is fun. You know, like I think I've said this the past 3 times we started Wolf Club Chat for the year, is you put all that time in the preseason and before the practices, and kids are ready to play, parents are ready to watch, coaches are ready to coach. So it's time. It's time to get some competition, and it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. So for Matt Gasberry, this is Chris Nicholas. We'll see y'all next week.
In the last few years, we've had to readjust to a lot of things. Thankfully, one thing hasn't changed. High school football on 101.7 XZY. Your support allows us to continue beaming the action far and wide each week. Join our team of supporters by becoming a friend of the Wolfpack. A $10 or more donation helps us cover the costs of our broadcasts and gets you recognized as one of our VIPs. Just visit WXZYradio.com and click on Friend of the Wolfpack to give quickly and securely online. Or you can send a check to WXZY Radio, P.O. Box 504, Kane, Pennsylvania, 16735. Thank you.
Tune in to Wolfpack Chat next Thursday. We are always looking for guest analysts for all the Kane sports. If you are interested, email sports@WXZYradio.com. For XZY Sports, I'm Sports Director Chris Nicholas. Let's go, Wolves!